Coach, can you give us an update this morning on Dustin Byfuglien and Joe Morrall?
Yeah, Joe's out to the lower body day-to-day. I don't think it's going to be long-term. Yesterday afternoon, Dustin developed a symptom, so he'll get checked by the doctor today.
So is he possible for the weekend then, or is he kind of on that seven-day window?
No, there's no diagnosis yet on how to move forward. That'll happen today.
So for Cam Schilling and Sammy Niku coming in that have played together with the Moose, is that a bonus, and how do you look at them?
Well, it is, because it's an option, right? So there's a comfort level, and especially when you get Cam's not a young guy, but experience-wise he is, they'll talk to each other on the ice, so that's a real option for us. We may ease them into the game with a different partner, but that's the place we may go.
How much of a plus is it to have Schilling's experience just in that kind of scenario?
Well, really important. So he's played NHL games. It's not his first time through, but he's also played pro hockey, and he understands the game. What you'll notice about him, he's one of those guys that picks up the video real fast, real smart guy. And in certain games, like the NHL game, a little bit of experience and understanding where the puck's going to go, really, really important. Some guys find this game easier to play. So he moves the puck, he reads players well, he picks up the switches real fast, real quick, so that'll help him tonight.
Talked a lot, you prefer to have, I mean, Niku should be playing, but I mean, what sort of things
can
you...
I never said that.
No, sorry, I mean...
I think he's going to be a really good player in the National Hockey League.
Sorry, what I meant is, what are some of the benefits for him to have been around your team practicing
practicing and sitting through the video. So whether we're doing a pre-scout of a team, if he's not in the lineup, he still sits through the pre-scout that we do. So he understands more the similarities and differences of the NHL game, and it's the exposure to it, practices, the drills we run. Now, we're in a little heavier schedule, so we're not going an hour and 20 and running all our systems. But the drills that we run are kind of defined, designed to what we do. So every day that he gets here, that he spends time here, there is a bit of osmosis happening where he's picking up small little things from different players.
What are the benefits to him having playing with a guy that he has played with before in the minors in terms of maybe comfort level?
Well, communication is such a huge part of playing defense, and that's calling for pucks if you're off the puck, if your partner's got it. Young players come in and they're quiet, right? They're not screaming for pucks all over the ice. They're not chirping guys. They're really quiet. So sitting beside a guy on the bench talking about what just happened, he's more likely to do that with his D partner in the American League.
What have you noticed about the Hawks since Carlton has taken over?
I don't think there's been a major shift in terms of style of play. I don't think there's been a major overhaul. The coach is really, really important, and then he's not important at all, right? So over the long period of time, I think you can get a general idea of what somebody's trying to do. I don't think that they have changed a whole lot where it's a completely different game that they're playing, but a big part of that is the personnel is not going to allow you to make a tremendous number of changes to your game. So we'll prepare video-wise. You know, we look at all the team systems, but it's all the small things that the game is decided on usually are still there. You know, their defense handle rushes a certain way, the way they swing in. There's two really good gifted players on their offside on one line, so we have to be aware of that. So those are the specifics of the individual player and how they relate to each other as lines and deep pairings are probably a lot more important. The guy in the suit is usually the least important guy in and around the bench. That's what I found. Yeah, I mean, he's been somewhere the entire time I've been in the league. Joel, for me, I think ran the best bench in the league in terms of how fast he was to make adjustments, in terms of when a guy's going, when a guy's not going. His ability to handle a player like Patrick Kane is a unique player in terms of shift length early on in his career to where it gets to now. To recognizing when the game was kind of at the tipping point, he'd get those guys out at the right time. I thought, you know, in two of the cups, the way that he ran the bench. So this is just coaches kind of watching other coaches, right? Had a really big impact. So what I said about the guy in the suit may not have applied to him.
Paul, what have you thought of Ehlers' play, defensive play, since he's been on the line with Scheifele?
Much, much better from his time. And then that's the understanding that he went in with it. Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler carry a fair amount of pressure, maybe the most pressure on our team to produce offense. We need them to do that. What's made them special is that they also, a lot of nights, will play either against Taves or Kane. They're going to play against the other team's best. So it would be true necessarily over a 10-game block with Nick Ehlers there. They have to produce offense. But to play in that hole with those two guys, you have to be able to play against the other team's best. So he's made a concerted effort to understand that that line has a different job. He's not just out there to put up points and decide whether his game was good or not. That line defines itself and whether we win or lose.
Paul, how would you assess the team's overall defensive play this season?
I didn't like it at the start. I liked it an awful lot. Before we went on the road trip, we were second in the National Hockey League for goals against per game. I liked it an awful lot. I thought we were really trending in the right way. I would say that almost 11, but in fairness, 10 of our 12 road periods were very, very strong, and yet we slipped mightily in that. Our goals against dropped, you know, where they're a 10th now, but we went from number two, not far off Nashville. We've had a tough week in terms of pucks going into the net, but I still think we're trending in the right way.
You mentioned that Niku and Schilling might not necessarily play together. They might get mentored
right
on their way in. Historically, a guy like Dustin Byfuglien has been in right that role often, and so we all trust he can do it. Josh Morrissey and Jacob Trouba, are they at the stage in their career where they're ready to be able to mentor guys on their way in?
Without a doubt, I would do that. But we'd also don't want to lose a certain strength that we know of going into a game. So I will leave those pair together to start. And if we're going to move people around, I mean, Sherratt and Myers have played and played well together. But not, they've also played with other partners, so we would look there first.